Imagine my surprise when I get up. It's 99.7 DJX. Open Instagram and see the headline, Second Street Bridge adding toll.
Man. Oh, and the fear that the fear. Sets in. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I know. And then I remembered, you know what? Today is a special day. It's April 1st. And this account could be, because it's not a news account, it could be an account that's just jumping in and trying to have a little fun. And so with that, and knowing this is April Fool's Day, we need to take a lesson from Susan. Susan is a prankster, and Susan got in a lot of trouble because of an April Fool's prank that she pulled.
She's kind of become the unofficial spokesperson for the day.
A favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth.
Right.
One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
All right, so we're going to now hear from Susan the prankster.
I do April Fool's Day jokes all the time, okay?
All the time, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody who knows Susan knows this is her thing.
Not
right?
My first rodeo.
This year would be the best yet. A prank for her sister.
I was doing an April Fool's joke.
All right. So she is pranking her sister. She's just explaining the joke.
I said, Helen, I shot my husband.
Oh, God.
I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
So she calls her sister and says she shot her husband and is now burying him.
What in the world?
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
Yeah!
Isn't that going to be hilarious?
Isn't it going to be?
This is so funny.
Fun!
Oh.
Sister Helen called another family member. Somebody called 911.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe Helen isn't as keen to Susan's jokes
and being an accessory to murder.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
Oh my gosh! She realized then.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
She knew then that maybe she had gone too far, but
the response was excellent.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's good to know that they will be there lickety-split if you need them.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn, as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah. I mean, they're sitting there going, okay, they have to take this seriously, of course.
Right.
You know? So, anyways, they now talk to a neighbor.
And I thought it was somebody, some big man going to come out there. Here come the woman out and handcuffed her, put her in the car, and I thought, well, what in the world she done?
Well, what in the world? Well, that's just Susan.
That's just Susan. She's up to her old tricks again.
But inside, they only found Hudson, and she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Then April Fool's.
April Fool. The fool was her.
That's a guy that, you know what? He's had teeth at one point, but you know what? Maybe don't need him anymore. Maybe he doesn't need him much anymore.
Here's the one question I still have about this story. Did she ever get booked for, or at least have to pay for the excellent police response? I don't know if we ever got that part of the story.
And she just might agree.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
And there's Susan,
who learned a life
smoked
lesson.
About two packs of cigarettes a day since she was 12.
Bless her heart. I'm guessing she was able to walk away relatively unscathed, but just, again, learned where the line was for her April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, she learned for the very first time where the line was, so
By leaping over it. Also learned that her sister is not going to be an accessory to murder. Not going to help her bury the body in Blackwater.
She's like, dang. Blood thicker than water? Not in my family.
You were my ride or die.
Yeah, I thought you were my ride or die. Not the case. Oh, shoot. We will post up the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show. It is one that we have shared.
We will never not share it.
I was going to say, we've shared it year in, year out.